The National Commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks says it needs more help from the Bush administration. Commission leaders say some government agencies are taking too long to respond to requests for documents about the attacks. The commission says it does not believe the White House is deliberately blocking requests for information. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
President Bush initially opposed the creation of this commission, but he gave in and gave the panel his blessing last year. Since then, commission chair and former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane says the administration has done a lot to help this effort.
Yet it is also clear that the administration underestimated the scale of the commission's work and the full breadth of the support that was required.
Kane said the scope of the investigation is unprecedented. It covers basically how every single government agency prepared for and reacted to 9/11. Some agencies have jumped at the chance to cooperate, but others have not. Kane said requests to the Department of Justice are overdue, and Vice Chairman and former Congressman Lee Hamilton says other departments are also slow to respond.
The problems that have arisen so far with the Department of Defense are becoming particularly serious.
Hamilton would not say exactly which documents he'd been unable to pry out of the Pentagon, but in a recent public hearing about the response to 9/11, the commission tried to learn more about why the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, didn't respond quicker so hijacked planes could be shot down after the first jet hit the World Trade Center.
We have not received responses to requests relating to NORAD and other DOD components, including the JCS and the department's historical office.
JCS stands for the military's Joint Chiefs of Staff. Those concerns have led some in Congress and some family members of 9/11 victims to accuse the administration of stonewalling, of trying to stall the inquiry until its charter runs out next May. But Chairman Kane rejected that charge.
We've got a number of documents already. We expect to get a lot more. We do need speed, but stonewalling is the wrong expression.
In response, the White House repeated its support for the commission's work. The administration has sent out a memo instructing every agency to cooperate. And spokesman Mark Corallo of the Justice Department says some of the delays are unavoidable given the huge amount of sensitive material the commission is examining.
It takes some time to assemble that information. And when you are dealing with highly sensitive, highly classified information, some of the most sensitive national security information we have in the government, it does take some measure of caution and care to make sure that the information is handled in the proper way.
The commission's concerns serve as a diplomatic warning shot to an administration known for being very secretive, especially when it comes to information that could be embarrassing. But no matter what, it will be hard to convince some people the administration isn't trying to hide something. There are scores of internet sites, for example, theorizing about unanswered questions. Why were warnings about possible suicide attacks ignored? Why wasn't the Pentagon defended after the New York attacks? John Judge of 9/11 Citizens Watch says he's worried the commission is already working with a big handicap.
What I want from the commission is what we need to expect from any investigation in a democracy, for it to be as transparent and public as possible, as thorough as possible. And I think it needs more funding and more of a life at this point. It was already 6 months into its 18-month life when it got its offices open.
The commission's report says its ability to overcome that handicap depends on the administration. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.